Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Thank you.
you for listening in to the show, guys, and welcome to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the new Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I appreciate you guys listening in, those that are listening via cell phone and those who are listening via my show page online on the internet. Thank you guys for listening to the show again. The calling number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic, or if you just want to call in and say hello to me, I appreciate it. Now, guys, before I get into that, let me get through my preliminaries here. This show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Now, the guys at CPA on Duty, they can help you with personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, anything in that realm they can help you with, okay? Whether you're having problems or you just need help getting things done, you can call the professionals at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I wanted to say, guys, before I started the show, that I know I haven't been on the show for a few days. I've been really contemplating what to do here and how to do it and when to do it. And I came to this conclusion. Now, I know before that you've been listening to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Now, the reason I created this show, the new Frank Williams Show, is because I wanted to phase out that show and start to do this show. Now, I'm fading that out because I wanted to move this away going forward. Now, what I say about this away going forward is that I've always wanted to have this show, the Frank Williams Show. And now that I'm at a point where I can do that, I wanted to go ahead and do it. And I intentionally stopped doing the show for a couple of days just to make that decision. Now, guys, like I said, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. If you're thinking that you're not going to listen to the show because I've changed the name of the show, that's all that's happened. The only thing that's happened is that I changed the name of the show. That's all. It's still me. I'm still doing talk radio. I'm still going to have hot topics. You can still call in and say hello to me. The number's still the same. Things like that. So you can still follow me, follow the show, and everything just like usual. We're just fading out the old name. No big deal, right? Let's do that, okay? Now promote this show, the Frank Williams Show, on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show, Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? Twitter at The Frank W. Show. All right? I couldn't put my whole name in there on my Twitter account, so I just put The Frank W. Show. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, go into your Twitter account and follow the Twitter at The Frank W. S-H-O-W. The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? And you can follow us on Facebook. You can go into Facebook. I am in the process of setting up a Facebook account for The Frank Williams Show. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, you'll be able to do that on tomorrow. You can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of your page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. And we should have a page up on tomorrow and a show page up tomorrow. So that way you'll be able to follow the show there on Facebook if you have a Facebook account. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, I probably put up show notes about an hour or 2 hours before the show. That way, wherever you are, you'll be reminded that the show is coming up, and you'll be able to get to a point where you can sit down and listen to the show, no problem. Lock in this number, guys, and I've said this before, that nothing's changed except for the name of the show, okay? The number's still the same. The login now, when you go to my show page, is different. It's blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. So blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. That's online. Now, if you are in your Facebook and you see the posting of the show there, you can just click on the link and bam, you'll be right up live on the show and on the show page. So no problem if you just want to get to the show via Facebook, okay? But lock in the number, 818-301-5834. Whew. Now that that's out of the way, I feel great. I feel great, guys. I hope you guys are feeling great, and I hope you guys are doing well. I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but here I am. I'm back. New time. The new time, guys, is going to be 5:30 daily. 5:30 Monday through Friday. No weekend shows. Well, I will have a special tailgate show on next Sunday. On next Sunday, I will do a live remote from the Falcons game next Sunday from the tailgate party on next Sunday. Next Sunday, not this coming Sunday now, the following Sunday. And I'll let you know all about that for sure during the week, next week, up on the show. So just follow the show and you'll be able to hear that. And you'll be able to listen in live to our tailgate party on Sunday, September 30th, okay? And again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And when I shut down the name of the old show, started a new show, there's no reason for you guys to move away, lose touch, or whatever with me, because nothing really has changed except for the name of the show. So, and there you go. Deal with it, okay? I have. It's got me burned down mentally, but I decided to do this, and I think it's going to work out well. The Frank Williams Show. No problem, right? Now, let's get right into the show, guys. Today's topic is how long should you wait to move in a boyfriend or girlfriend? Now, the reason I'm doing this show because I was asked this question. And I was asked this question about a week ago. And I answered this question. But I wanted to do a show about it because now maybe some people that were asking me about it, asking my opinion about it, are listening to the show. And, you know, I already gave them my opinion. But I wanted to give you guys my opinion, my radio audience. Here's the deal. My opinion now, and don't bite my head off for this, but you can call into the show and give your opinion, give your difference, whatever. My opinion is that there never, ever should be a time you're living in your place. You have someone that you're dating. Now, this pertains to men and women. You have someone that you're dating. Now, they want to move into your place because they may be living with mom and dad. They may be living with a sister. They may be living with a cousin. They may just be living with another friend. But because you guys are dating, they want to move in to your place. And the same maybe make it easier on most people. But I say don't do it. Because once that happens and you don't have any kind of commitment of marriage or anything, you're just opening up a whole nother can of worms as far as having a boyfriend or girlfriend move in, and then you won't be able to, I think you won't be able to get them out. Okay? And the reason I say that is because you get together, you move in together, you start to commingle funds, you start to do things together. He or she is answering their home phone when you're not used to that. And especially if you have kids, I wouldn't move a boyfriend or girlfriend in to the household over my kids. That's another thing. So I think that unless you have a commitment from them, have a ring on your finger, engagement, or marriage, ring on your finger, then that's the time to maybe that you maybe feel comfortable with moving someone in. When you have that commitment and you think you're ready to make that step, then I think it's an okay idea to move that person in. Now, I know I did a show a while back about that step between dating and marriage that most people miss. And because they miss that step, 8 times out of 10, their marriage falls apart. And that step that I'm talking about between dating and marriage is the fiancé stage of the relationship. The fiancé stage of the relationship. Most people miss that stage in the relationship. And this is the stage where it's really the most important, most critical, and the step that's going to make or break the next step of marriage. And the reason I say that is because I believe that people should live together before they get married to understand his or her ways, to be able to commingle funds and take care of bills and personal things and car repairs and food and all this stuff, and see what it's going to be like to be married to that person. You know, if he's going to, you know, shower and leave his, you know, underwear on the floor. You know, if she's going to shower and leave her underwear on the floor. Every time he goes to the restroom, he doesn't push the toilet seat back down after he uses it. That's another show that I'm going to do one day. I want to know why women don't pull the seat up when they finish in the bathroom. Y'all get me? Why women don't pull the seat up when they finish in the bathroom? They get on us about not putting the seat down when we finish in the bathroom. Why don't they pull the seat up when they finish in the bathroom? What's the difference? I'm going to do a show about that. I have an opinion on that as well. I'm going to do a show about that one day. So look out for that. Call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834. I wanted to send a shout out to a friend of mine, Ashley. Ashley, hang in there. Keep your head up. We're headed. You're headed in the right direction. I believe you're headed in the right direction. So keep your head up. Take care of your kids. And things are going to be okay. All right. Again, guys, how long should you wait to move in a boyfriend or girlfriend into your home? All right. I answered that already. I'm going to move on from that. Now, because I'm moving on from that, because I wanted to talk a little bit about the new Frank Williams show. The format of the show is not going to change, guys. I'm going to still do the show the same way. I'm going to, you know, have a topic. We're going to talk about the topic. We're going to discuss the topic. Like adults, and hopefully I'll be able to help someone out there. The show is set up to help people in all different ways, in a lot of different facets of life. I do financial shows to talk about money and how to take care of money, and I give some books to read about money. Also, relationships, different aspects of the relationship. Like I was talking about, you know, that step between dating and marriage, the fiancé stage. That's a relationship topic. Also, the five love languages. That's a relationship topic. So, and then I do cooking. I give out a recipe maybe once a month. I give you the whole story, top to bottom, about a recipe, a certain dish. I tell you the ingredients you'll need. I'll tell you how to mix the ingredients, or for how long, how to cook it, how long to cook it, and voila. You guys, once you guys do some of these recipes and perfect them like I have, then your next step is to invite me over for dinner. I appreciate that, guys. Invite me over for dinner. I'd come and I'd sit with you and your family or your significant other and have a bite to eat. Hey, I'll even bring a bottle of wine if you want. Now, I won't drink the wine because wine gives me a serious headache. I mean, it's so bad that when I get up in the morning after drinking wine the night before, when I get up in the morning and get in the shower, when I get out of the shower, it still feels like my head is laying in the bed. That's how bad it is for me. And wine, we don't mix at all, okay? So, but I will bring a bottle of wine to your home for dinner if you invite me to dinner on one of these great recipes that I talk about. So keep that in mind, guys. And again, thank you for listening to the show. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. The new time for the show is 5:30 p.m. You guys know I only have a half hour to do the show. And they've been trying to get me to go to 2 hours because of the size of my audience, but I can't do that because of my schedule and just the time is not there right now. I won't say that I'll never do a 2 hour show, but I'm saying that right now, I physically can't do a 2 hour show. There's just absolutely too much going on with me right now to try to do a 2 hour show. And I'd rather do a half hour show and try to get through it, because if I don't finish a topic, I will roll it over to the next day and do a part two. So that's no big deal. But I will not sit here on the air and just have what you call it. We call it on the radio dead air, where you aren't hearing the thing. It's just dead. And that may be how it is if I go to a 2 hour show. I may not have enough material to get through those 2 hours. But if you guys help me and we build a bigger audience, tell your friends about it, because I let everyone come on the show. I'll let you come on the show. You can come on the show and promote your business, your event, your party, whatever you may have going. Come on the show, call into the show, or you can send me a message on my show page. You can send me a message, say, Frank, I'd like to be on your show. Or you can send me a Facebook message. However you want to get in touch with me, that's fine with me. And we can go from there. I'll let you have the full half hour if you want to promote your business or your event. All right? And we have about 30 seconds left in the show, guys. I appreciate you listening in. And my quote of the Frank Williams Show is, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. We'll be back live tomorrow at a new time, 5:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you, guys. Take care. And take care of that family. Good night. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.